Okay, welcome to the February 19th Coastside Fire Protection District Board of Directors meeting. Roll call, please, Jean.
Director McIntosh.
Here.
Director McKinney.
Here.
I'm sorry. Secretary McKinney.
Here.
President Burke.
Here.
Vice President McShane.
Here.
Director Hossfeld.
Here.
Director Lee.
Here.
Director Celia.
Here.
Director Draper.
Here.
And Director Cockle.
Here.
Chief Cole.
Here.
And Attorney Paul Lee. I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
Great. Okay. Please stand, it's a pleasure, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If anybody in the audience wishes to address the board, if you would be kind enough to fill out a green sheet or public comment or any agenda item and pass it forward to one of the board members. And I have been requested to ask anybody who has a cell phone if they wouldn't mind turning it off during the meeting. I have one request for a public comment from Brian Banks. Brian?
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening.
Can I ask where you're from, Brian?
Give that one sec.
Just let me ask you where you're from.
My name is Brian Banks, and I've been a resident on the Coastside for 26 years. I'm also a firefighter paramedic for this district. Because I have the inside knowledge of this agency, I feel compelled to voice my concerns regarding the level of fire protection service that is currently being provided in my neighborhood. Since mid-September, CAL FIRE has been providing the personnel to staff Engine 44. Although these firefighters are trained to respond to medical emergencies and fire-related calls, they do not have the local knowledge of the community and its people or the equipment they are required to operate. Since September, Engine 44 has gotten lost on their way to several calls and even failed to arrive on scene to a call they were dispatched to. Engine 44 has been damaged multiple times due to lack of proper training. The most severe incident involved the station apparatus door, which was destroyed when it was closed on the engine while leaving on a call. The engine also sustained damage to the roof and lights. I would like to make it clear that it's not my intention to attack the CAL FIRE employees. In fact, it is my opinion that they were set up to fail from the beginning due to lack of proper training and support from this board and CAL FIRE itself. The decision to staff Station 44 CAL FIRE employees was made by this board despite the overwhelming support to allow the residents to vote on this issue. Most residents are unaware that CAL FIRE is providing their current services. Our community is suffering because the voice of the people is falling on deaf ears. How much more time and money is the board willing to expend? It is my impression that the decision to bring CAL FIRE to the coast was to save money. However, over the past 5 months, they have caused a considerable amount of damage to both the station and the engine. Although I don't know the exact amount, I imagine this is not helping our budget issues. As a Montero resident, I'm extremely disappointed with the board's decision to turn a blind eye to the requests of this community to vote on this issue. The board was voted into office to protect the people of the Coastside. As a firefighter, I feel that we are putting our citizens in harm's way with the current staffing. We've been very lucky up to this point that all the damage to 44 has been monetary. What will it take for the board to see that this is not safe or in the best interest of our community? Thank you.
Thank you. I have no other request from public comment. Greg, would you report out on closed session, please?
The discussion was held and the direction given, but no action was made.
Thank you. Report from Local 2400. Report. Going forward then, on item number six, the consent calendar. Do I have a motion for approval of the consent calendar?
Ask for the full item A.
Full item A. Anything else that anybody would like to have taken off the consent calendar? And could I have a motion to approve items B, C, and D on the consent calendar?
I'll make a motion to approve items B, C, and D of consent calendar.
Second.
It's been moved to second to approve item B, C, and D of the consent calendar. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Go back and review item A, Director McIntosh.
On page six, following the motion or the discussion on hiring of new firefighters and the authorization thereof, Director Draper asked that that item be returned this time on under continuing business, and I concurred. I am, won't say what I was thinking.
I'm sorry, did you make a correction?
Yes.
I'm not sure what
there was a request following the motion not to consider the authorization of new firefighters.
I'm sorry, can you tell me what paragraph page six?
Page six. You look all the way down at the end of B, or at the end of A, just prior to item B. Okay. After that motion passed, Director Draper requested that this item be returned to this month's agenda. I concurred. Otherwise, two directors asked that that item be placed on this month's agenda, and it is not there.
My recollection was it would be placed on a future agenda. I don't know if it was placed on this agenda.
I asked the next agenda.
The board voted not to pursue the hiring.
Correct. I asked to bring it to the next agenda.
I'm sorry.
Listen to the tape.
Okay.
Chief agreed to put it on. That's how far it went, guys. This is wrong.
It's not in the minutes. Listen to the tape. Put it on there. If it was on there, put it on there.
Okay. With the, were there other things that you had for that?
Well, there's another item on here also, which is not really a correction to the minutes at all. And I understand there was a motion to bring to act on the issue of televising board meetings, and I think it, again, that since that was an action item and a request was made to bring that back to the agenda, that should have also appeared on the agenda. I understand why that we're proposing waiting on taking action on that because of things that have come in since that time. But to drop it off of the agenda entirely after the board specifically asked for something to happen again is wrong.
I agree.
I
agree with Director McIntosh that I believe it's truly an oversight because we did unanimously 8-0 instructing staff to work with Darren Beauville to develop his formal proposal combining options B and C of his proposal and to bring this to our current monthly meeting. And that surprised me as well, Director, that it wasn't on the agenda.
Did we get the proposal?
Yes, he has it tonight.
I thought he was supposed to come back with a 6-month trial proposal.
Yes, the fly in the ointment was that, it wasn't stated on tonight's agenda clearly because we already adopted this man's proposal for a 6-month trial. Doug McIntosh made the motion.
The motion was not adopted.
And it was seconded by Director Cockrell.
As the board will recall, we were directed to looking at outside sources for televising this. And part of our discussion, as you were the ad hoc committee member, was to contact MCTV, and you were going to look at Montero Plaza. I left numerous phone calls with MCTV. Connie, who's here tonight, unfortunately was not able to get back to us at the time that we placed this on the agenda last month. However, through my discussion with her in correspondence, she's asked, because some things were said in that meeting about their capability or their capacity to even entertain this. And as a result, as they were talked about initially, she just said, hey, I went back to my board to ask for some additional direction and or monies, and we are now in a position to bring to you for your consideration a proposal. So I held off on that pending the original direction of looking at MCTV and Montero Fog. They are now here tonight. No action will be taken based on it. So I should have maybe kept it as a continuing business item, as a placeholder on that. But obviously, we wanted to make sure that the two people that we reached out to had the opportunity to both present.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's on page 11 and page 4.
Yeah, I see it on page 4.
With those notated corrections and amendments, do we have a motion to approve item A? Or what is it, A?
I move that we approve item A with the correction of addition of Mr. Draper, Director Draper, and Director McIntosh's request.
I want to listen to the tape and put in accurately what whatever was said was said. Put it in the minutes.
You accept that?
We just no, listen. I do not.
Whatever was said on the tape is what the minutes are. You're going to go back and change history?
You've done it many times, sir.
Yeah. Now, wait, let's keep it straightforward. Let's just check the tape, Gene. We know the direction we'd like to change. Be able to make sure it's accurate and reflects what was said, please.
And bring them back to the next meeting?
Yes, please. Well,
if there's an error in anything, you listen to the tape, whatever was said was said.
And with that, I believe Director McIntosh made a motion to approve item A of the consent calendar. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor of approving item A?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.